The title of this essay is The Holy Spirit. Imagine that, an atheist writing about the Holy Spirit. How many of those who claim to be atheists have ever experienced the Holy Spirit? Do you suppose that the religious and spiritual base their faith on fallible books and vivid imaginations alone? The first time I experienced the Holy Spirit was when I was a child and lent my voice to Amazing Grace at my sister-in-law's Nazarene church. Because it had always been a favorite song of mine, I opened up my valves and belted out my soulful rendition, and I had one hell of a voice. This was a church not used to any emotional pulse, but as my voice whirled through all of theirs, I felt a great opening, to which the usual sad congregation sounded as if a choir of angels were injecting them with perhaps their first true experience of the Holy Spirit too. As a child, I longed for distinction from the adult world, and in that song I let everyone know I was present and that my voice counted. Church was boring, uninspiring, and not nearly as transformative as my record collection at home. That was the one and only time I uplifted a Christian church in my life. The next time I felt the Holy Spirit was upon entering my first rock concert. The audience as one was in sync with the band that was on stage. The light show was a head trip for a young teenage boy, and with the opening of Lunatic Fringe by the band Red Rider striking up, my entire body surrendered to the experience. It was nirvana for the senses, and I immediately was hooked on this new drug of being part of an ocean of fans immersed in a much-loved songs being performed live. Every time in the 30 years since, when I hear Lunatic Fringe, my body memories light up at the tissues, and I feel a return rush of that same Holy Spirit. Music, as anyone who has been a visitor to our chat room will tell you, is a powerful spiritual motivator and can induce metaphysical phenomena. The next time I felt the Holy Spirit, I was more prepared for it. I was at a Native American powwow in Massachusetts, and the drummers started chanting and laying down a sonic beat for anybody that wanted to dance around the center of the circle. I immediately felt the Kundalini charge, so I opened up far and wide, influencing everyone in my wake. I leapt into the fray and just let my body become one with the other dancers and drummers' pulse. I was young and beautiful at the time. My lower back length hair was flying in the night breeze, and I lost myself and rode the sonic waves. I was aware of others staring slack-jawed at me with light in their eyes. I knew I was the Holy Spirit and danced this mystery into their yearning hearts. Obviously, since being awake and transferring awareness to others, I am very familiar with energy and the mechanics of how it can be shared and utilized as a tool. The Holy Spirit, as it has always been experienced and shared, is entirely the effect of the self's presence upon bodies. Let me repeat that. The Holy Spirit, as it always has been and shared, is entirely the effect of the self's presence upon bodies. The people in the church as a child, the folks cheering and participating in the rock concerts of my youth, and the spectators at the powwow all had one thing in common. They were all asleep. I was asleep too, but aware enough to know that it was not a separate deity pulling our strings. It was the aggregate of our opened energies focused on a shared experience. Since awakening, I have no doubt of this fact. I feel sorry for those I have met over the years that try and deny their experiences of the Holy Spirit because they have fallen from the beliefs of their religions of inheritance. The Holy Spirit is non-denominational and can be experienced through all disciplines and beliefs. It does not manifest any differently from faith to faith, person to person. It is the same mechanics regardless of concepts and depth of experience. It is the body experiencing its reality through the power of the self briefly let out of its cage. That bird can fly any time you want it to, if you only learn how to slip your skin and focus that creative influence. Just don't fall under the spell of the body's perceptions. You are not one with that power. You emanate it.